It's my privilege to bring forth a family, Scott and April Cameron, to dedicate their little boy, Joshua Lee. And if you are a family member, would you come and sit in this very front row over here, any of the extended family? Mom and Dad and baby, come on up here, though. And Joshua said unto all the people of Israel, choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As in the days of Joshua, so it is with us today. As parents, one of the choices we must make is whether or not we are going to prepare our young children to serve the Lord. It's our wonderful privilege today to participate in the public dedication of Joshua Lee Cameron. Following the example of devout parents of the Bible, Scott and April have expressed their desire to present Joshua to the Lord. This dedication may not require the supreme sacrifice like that of Abraham, who was called upon to offer his son on the altar, or that of Hannah, who left her son Samuel to serve in the temple with Eli. However, it is a sober commitment to responsibly care for that which God has given, and to be prepared to release him to God's work when that time comes. Jesus demonstrated his acceptance and love for the little children when he said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. The title of our message today, Looking for Ties That Bind. One of the ties that binds this family together is our commitment to the next generation. Our commitment to God's word challenges us to be committed to the next generation, not just our own flesh and blood, but the children of those who sit in the pew next to us. Not only are we committed to those children, but to their parents. The primary responsibility for the care of this little boy, of course, rests upon Scott and April. The scriptures say, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Scott, April, as you engage in this task with joy and peace, may you earnestly seek the Lord daily for his wisdom, for all the events that will occur, all the decisions that must be made, and all the needs that will need to be met. May you also daily give thanks to God for this child and for the joy and the love he brings to your home. And as Joshua grows, may you earnestly strive to spend adequate time with him, developing him in a strong moral foundation for life and an awareness of the lordship of Christ and his abiding presence. And now I'd like to invite up Elizabeth, this little boy's big sister, and Donald, you'll come on up, and Matthew, and there's one more girl. And Matthew, if you don't know her name, it's going to cost you a dollar. All right, will you introduce your sister?
Autumn.
Autumn, come on up, Autumn. So two sisters and two brothers for this little guy. And then who's this one person left sitting in that front row? Will you introduce her to us?
This is our Nana.
Nana, would you come up, Nana? Family of Joshua Lee, Joshua also has the benefit of your influence upon his young life. Today we're asking you to provide backup support for his spiritual training. It's your responsibility to provide a caring, supportive group for mom and dad. We ask you if you would be faithful in prayer, that your dad will be the man God wants him to be, that your mom will be the woman God wants her to be. She's not finished raising you yet. He's not finished sharing his wisdom with you. But they have invested many years in your lives, and you can help them raise Joshua, who in many ways is a blank page yet to be written upon. You can write good on his life, or you can write evil. You can pass along good habits, the very best that your parents have passed on to you, or you can pass along bad habits. And I don't think they passed any bad habits on you. Well, sometimes that happens. If your mama's not being the woman that God wants her to be, that's not the kind of thing you ought to develop as a habit and pass on to your little brother, even if mom does it. God's calling you as you grow up to be accountable to his word. The best thing you can do is to pray that your dad will be the man God wants him to be, and that your mom will grow in grace with God and with her fellow man. We ask that you will undergird their efforts to establish a strong Christian home built on Christian principles, And I urge you to demonstrate a real interest and concern for Joshua as he grows physically. Can he walk yet?
No.
Who's going to teach him how to walk?
Mom.
Mom? You know, maybe mom won't see his first steps. His very first steps might be seen by a brother or a sister, and you'll have to go and run and tell mom what she missed. I urge you to demonstrate a real interest and concern for Joshua as he grows physically, as he grows mentally. As far as we can tell, he's a normal baby, normal intelligence. He'll be able to start talking. What's his first word going to be?
Donald.
No, I think some think mama or dada or
Elizabeth.
I doubt it. I'm hungry. We charge you to take a real interest and concern for him as he grows physically, mentally, socially. You know, he's a fortunate little guy. He gets to be the baby of the family. And we always say that the youngest and the only child are spoiled, right?
Yeah.
He's going to get away with murder. Trust me. You're going to tell your parents, you know, when he gets to be a teenager, you never let us do that. We charge you to be interested in him physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually. One of the best things you can do for this little guy is to take an interest in the church yourself. Take an interest in your Sunday school class. Take an interest in children's church, youth group, vacation Bible school, harvest festival, Christmas play, whatever it is that we're offering that children can be involved in, we ask you to take an interest, a real interest, active participation in those activities, and that will be a good role model for your little brother. And now, family, will you look out upon your church? There's one other agent of influence represented here today, the church. And at this time, the members of a congregation are asked to stand to evidence the acceptance of your part in this responsibility. We charge you to do all that you can to provide and support a place of worship in this community where Joshua may hear the full message of a new life. We urge you to be faithful in providing programs for instruction and discipleship and to demonstrate affectionate kindness towards all your little ones. Can you still remember the names of the four babies that we dedicated on Mother's Day?
Tommy.
Tommy. Voice from heaven. Who
Lucas.
Else? Isaiah. Lucas. And Tyla. Are their parents still together?
Yes.
Far as we know. Are the children growing in stature and are they being brought to this house? They are, aren't they? We urge you to be faithful in providing programs for instruction in their discipleship and to demonstrate affectionate kindness toward all these little ones. And we charge you to covenant before God to set an example by your lives and to maintain an atmosphere in our church which will inspire Joshua Lee to desire your Christian way of life.
Amen.
And now, Scott and April, in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses, we ask you, do you solemnly undertake to bring up Joshua in the fear and the admonition of the Lord?
Yes, we do.
Do you promise early to seek to lead him to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior and to serve him as his Lord? Do you pledge to make your home a school for Christian instruction?
Yes.
And do you promise, as far as in you lies, to set before Joshua examples of consistent godly living?
Yes.
Scott, I'm going to ask if you would present me with your son. And on behalf of the church, I'll hold him and ask you to pray for him.
Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning and we thank you so much for Joshua. Just ask you to watch over him. Give me as his father and all of his family the wisdom and the knowledge to train him up as you would have him trained. And God, we just ask you and thank you for the privilege of a wonderful church such as this, a wonderful country such as this, in which we can raise him. And we ask you to keep this body strong and united and active and on fire for you so that he will have a fertile field in which to grow. And all these things we pray in the precious name of your son. Amen.